Learning how to walk with the Lord.
我愿意跟大家分享我个人的一些经历，就是在学习怎样与主同行这样的经历。
After I came to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior,
在我接受主耶稣做我个人的救主之后
，I've been encouraged to grow to be more like Christ.
我一直是被受到鼓励，就是我要我要来这个
更像耶稣基督，
能够更的像耶稣基督。
So one of the things I did was to do my personal devotion.
所以有一件事情我做的就是我要开始我个人的
to pray,
灵修
to serve,
来服侍。
And I thought I would then be drawn closer to God.
我自己以为因着我自己努力的这样去做的话，我就会与神的关系越来越近。
But I learned that it became just a discipline.
但是我学到的却是，如果我这样做的话，我学的也是，就是如果我不断的保持我自己的这样的一个好的纪律。
But it did not draw closer to me with God.
那么我就能够与神能够更近。
Is that your experience?
我想这是不是也是我们在座的某些人的这样的想法。
I learned that there was a missing element in my desire to be holy.
但是我却发现在我要与神更亲近的这个更圣洁生活这里面，我却缺了一个很重要的一环。
I was not drawing closer to God in His love.
就是我并不是更接因着神的爱来与神更接近。
Why is that?
为什么？
Oftentimes I equate holiness with just being observing a bunch of rules.
因为常常我以为我要去来达到一个境界的时候
，being spiritually disciplined
是遵循一切的。
It's the doing part.
是要做我所做的一些。
It's not so much the relationship with God.
这样的一个圣洁，并不是出于我跟神的一个更好的关系。
Peter, when he wrote the Epistle of Peter,
就像我使徒彼得，他这样的在他的书信里面说的。
He was writing to Christians who are very discouraged.
他是写给一些灰心的基督徒
，because they have been persecuted，
因为这些基督徒他们受逼迫
，they said they need encouragement to continue on with their faith，
所以他们需要得的鼓励，使得他们能够继续的在信心的路上。
So Peter writes a very personal letter to them，
所以彼得就写了一个非常对他们个人的一个
，not just a bunch of instructions，
彼得并不是在这信里面给他们一大堆的规
条 ，he wants to make it very practical。
而且彼得就给他们一个实用的一个
He wants them to draw closer to God.
所以彼得告诉他们，让他们能够与神更亲近。
Is that your desire this morning?
我想这也是我们每个人心里的意愿。
If so, can I encourage you to pray so that to allow God to speak to you through this passage of scripture?
如果这是我们的意愿的话，我就愿意大家我们来祷告，就是我们读下面这些经节的时候，愿意神透过他们对我们讲话。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1.
让我们一起来读彼得前书的第一章。
17 to 23.
第十七节到第二十三节。
You can read it both in English and in Chinese.
我们一起来读，先用中文和英文来读。
And by the way, I oftentimes appreciate how.As a congregation, we can sing both in English and Chinese together.
我非常喜欢，就是当我们的会众我们一起唱诗的时候，我们用中文和英文。
Can you imagine if you sing it from your heart?
我们来想一想，如果我们的诗歌是从心里唱出来的。
What God hears is one voice.
那么在神的耳朵里面听见的，那是一个和谐的声音。因为这一切是在神的爱里面得到和谐。
So let's read the passage together.
所以我们愿意大家一起来读这些经节。我们用一个心来读。
Let's begin. Since you call on a Father.Who judges each man's work impartially. Live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have a sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. And here's the principle that...We hope to learn and to apply in our lives.
下面是一个原则，我们希望我们能够学，并且把它应用在我们的生活当中。
Hope in God's salvation empowers you to know God intimately and to reflect His holy character.
因神的救恩而生的盼望，使我们能真正的认识神，并活出他圣洁的性情。
The only principle we want to learn this morning.
我希望这是唯一的一个一件一个原则，我们今天上午要学的。
So in order for us to do that,
我愿意我们学的时候
，to be empowered for to know Him intimately and to reflect Holy character，
说我们能够是因着我们真的认识神，能够来活出他圣洁的形
象。We need to do three things。
所以我们要做三件事。
We need to live reverently。
我们需要存敬畏心度日。
We need to live believingly。
我们也要凭信而活。
And lastly, to live lovingly。
最后，我们是要活在爱中。
In pointing out how to live reverently，
我们要讲到底是怎么样来存敬畏的心度日。
Peter in verse 17 tells us we are born into God's family. We have a new relationship。
因为彼得在十七节里呢告诉我们说，我们是活在神的家里。
In this relationship, we call God Father。
因为我们活在家里面，我们与神有这样一个关系，就是我们称他为阿爸父。
And so that shows that we now have a new nature。
那就是告诉我们，现在我们有一个新的特质。
The nature that comes from God is now inside us。
而这个特质是从神那里来的，在我们里面。
And at the same time, we also is related to God in terms of He being a righteous judge。
而同时，我们也有神有另外一个关系，就是神是哪一位公义的审判官。
Let me ask you, what's your view of God?
让我问大家，我们到底和神的关系是什么？
Is it based on the Bible?
我们与神的关系是不是我们对神的认识是不是根植于圣经
？Or is it based on some negative experience that we have?
还是我们对神的认识是出于我们有一些负面的经验
？The reason why I ask this question.
我问大家这个问题是因为
，It's because sometimes we view God as an angry father.
因为有的人是把神看作那一位生气的父亲
，who's overly strict and has a short temper.
好像是一个特别严厉的父亲，常常容易发火的父亲。
Whenever we do something wrong，
只要我们做了一件错的事情
，He's ready to scold us and to punish us。
那个这一个父亲就是要准备要来责罚我们。
And sometimes we kind of wonder where we got this concept from。
我们不知道我们从哪里来有了这样一对神有这样一个概念。
But if we have this view of God，
但如果我们有这样一个概念的话
，It's not from Scripture。
我们就知道这个概念并不是出于圣经。
It is tainted by our negative experience。
这样的概念也许是出于我们以前有的这个错误的经历一个不好的经历。
And if we hold this view of God，
如果我们对神有这样的一个认识的话
，We will not be able to know Him intimately。
我们就不可能与神有一个亲密的关系。
And reflect His holy character。
我们当然也就更不可能去来反映神的。
So our view of God is so important。
所以我们对神的认识是重要。
Especially here when Peter challenges us to live reverently。
所以彼得在向我们有一个挑战，就是我们要用敬畏的心来度日。
Secondly。Peter points out in verse 18 and 19
接着第18第19节彼得又说
the tremendous cost that God paid to redeem you and me.
神为着救赎你和我付了一个极重无比的代价。
Now, when you look at God's gift of salvation, what do you see?
当我们看见神所给我们的救恩的时候我们看见的是什么？
Oftentimes we see God's love, right?
常常我们看见的是神的爱，是的。
We say, what a tremendous love that is.
我们知道神给我们有无比大的爱，他这样的爱我们。
But at the same time, do you see something else?
但是在我们看见神给我们的爱的这个救恩里面，我们还看见什么呢
？Why is there a need for Christ to die?
那里为什么需要神把他的爱子为我们而死呢
？We need to be reminded.
我们需要不断的提醒自己。
That God is a holy God.
神是一位圣洁的神。
God is a righteous God.
神也是一位公义的神。
He cannot just pardon your sin just because He feels merciful.
神不能够只是单单的因为他怜悯我们他就赦免我们的罪他的公义也要得到满足
And so that's why there is no other sacrifice
所以就除了主耶稣除了这个除此之外就没有其他的牺牲可以
That can satisfy his just standard
可以来满足神他的公义的性情
Except to the death
这唯一的这个
of a sacrifice
这唯一的牺牲神可以接受的就是
At the same time the sacrifice needs to be pure, perfect
而同时这一个牺牲也必须是那完美的
And only Jesus Christ can meet the standard
而只有耶稣基督才是符合神的这一个
条件 So when you truly understand that
所以除非我们真的认识这一点
If not, your view of God will be tainted again by human experiences.
否则的话，我们对神的认识就只能是因着我们个人的负面的经历而得到扭曲。
So let me ask you again the question.
所以愿意再问大家这个。
What is your concept of God?
我们对神的概念是什么
？Is he like a celestial Santa Claus?
神的概念，我们对神的概念是不是他像天上的那个圣诞老人那样呢
？You might laugh about the term that I used to describe him.
也许你对着我觉得我用这个词你觉得可笑。
No, I'm not a kid. I don't view God as a Santa Claus.
也许你说对我对神的概念，我并不是一个小孩子，所以我并不把神看成是圣诞老人那样的一个人。
But then, if the only reason we come to God,
但如果我们只是为了这个原因才来到神的面前
，is we need something from Him.
这个原因就是我们要从神那里得些
什么。We need a favor from Him.
我们要从那里得些这个好处。
We need His help.
我们需要得神的帮助。
That's the only time you come to Him.
如果我们只是因着这个原因我们才来神的面前的时候
，Have you or I not treated Him as a celestial Santa Claus?
那么我们实际上就已经把神当成圣诞老人来看待了。
That's our view of God.
如果这是我们对神的一个看法的观念的话
then I cannot draw close to God.
那么也就不可能与神有亲密的关系
I can only see how much he loved and generous towards me.
因为我们只看见了神对我们的爱他这样的对我们的慷慨
But I don't see seriously how he hates sin.
但是我们并没有看见神对罪恶是那样子的恨恶
How my sin separates him from me.
所以我们就看不见我们自己的罪使我们与神有一个拦阻
So whenPeter teaches or instructs us to live reverently.
所以当彼得说我们要敬虔度日的时候，他是这样
说。It is so important we have the right view of God.
所以我们必须首先要有对神有一个正确的认识。
And so we need to make a commitment.
所以我们就需要有这样的一个立志。
That we want to live reverently to enjoy intimate relationship.
如果我们要敬虔的与神有一个好的正常的关系
，with God，
我们必须。
Can I suggest this? That we do two things.
我们必须至少做两件事情。
And before I mention what we need to do,
在我要提我们要做的之前
，If you're Christians,
如果你是基督徒的话
，Let's review how we were drawn to Christ.
让我们思想一下，我们是怎样来到主面前的。
If you're like me,
如果你跟我一样
，The reason why I was drawn to Christ, honestly, was because of fear.
我受主的吸引来到主的面前，是因为我里面有一种恐惧。
Because I knew that.With my sin, I'll be judged by God, and then I deserve hell.
我知道，因着我的罪，当神审判我的时候，我所配得的只是下地狱。
No, is it wrong to fear God on that basis?
我们如果这样的对神有一种惧怕，是不是错呢
？No,
并不是错的。
Right,
这是一个对的错。
Because in Hebrews 2:15 it says,
因为希伯来书二章十五节那里这样说
，Jesus Christ came to free those who all their lives were held in slavery.By the fear of death.
因为主耶稣来，他是要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
When you feel death, that's healthy.
如果我们对神有这样的一种惧怕，这是健康的。
That's why you keep yourself healthy, right?
这是使我们保持健康的一个原因。
But at the same time, spiritually speaking,
但是同时在属灵里面有这样的讲。
Your fear of death.
我们也
Your fear of God's judgment.
我们也害怕死亡，我们害怕神的审判。
It's so necessary being the first step to draw.
所以我们首先是第一步我们首先要来亲近耶稣亲近基督
But you know where the problem comes?
但这里有一个难处就是
It's when we stop there
就是如果我们只停留在这一点上的话
Oh, I fear God, so everything I do is out of fear
如果我们只是因着我们害怕神所以我们做的一切事情都是出于恐惧的话
Oh, if I don't read my Bible, I'll have bad luck today
就是如果我今天不读经的话我今天就会有不好的事情
If I don't pray, God's not going to bless me today
如果今天不祷告的话，那么神就不会祝福我。
Is that the kind of relation we have?
如果我们对神有这样子一个关系的
话 ，No wonder we cannot draw close to God.
我们就不可能与神有更亲密的关系。
But then we need to see this.
但所以我们需要看见下面一步就是。
It is the first step, first action we should take to become holy.
就是我们要成为圣洁的话，我们的下面要做的第一件事就是。
The godly fear should motivate us to partner with God to live reverently.
就是我们。有对神要有一种敬虔的这个恐惧、害怕，有一种敬畏，是使我们能够与神在我们身上做工来同工。
Just like what Paul teaches in Philippians 2:12，
就像保罗在腓立比书二章的十二节那里所说的。
He says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling，
就当恐惧是战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。
In other words, Paul is talking about the fear which is defined as deep respect.
在这里，保罗所说的这种恐惧战惊是那个深处的敬畏。
When you understand the awesomeness of God's salvation,
如果我们真的认识神的救恩的话
，and He's not finished with us yet.
我们就知道神的救恩很
There's still more to come.
是还有更下面一步的
More exciting things to come.
有一个更激动人心的事情要发生。
Then you are so excited.You're so deeply respectful of what God's going to do in your life that you feel so blessed, so privileged.
就是我们因着神要在我们身上所做的工作，我们如此的激动，我们如此的感动神要在我们身上所做成的，所以我们就更敬畏神。
So in other words,
也换一句话说
，Paul is saying if you truly respect God,
如果我们真的敬重神的话
，of the work of grace in your life.
是因着神在我们身上做的那一个工作
you will partner with him.
我们就与神所做的工作
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢
Because in Philippians 2:13 he says these words
因为腓立比书二章十三节下面这样讲
For it is God who works in you to will and to do his for his good purpose
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行
Oh I love that
我要成就他的美意
You do the work
我们是做这个工作
But in essence, it is God who wants you, makes you want to do it.
但是实际上是神在我们心里面动工，使我们愿意要这样来做。
Not something that He forced you to do,
并不是神强迫我们这样做。
But something that you know that God has created you to do.
是神在那个心造在我们里面，使我们愿意这样来做。
That's why I always appreciated a button that somebody made.
所以我很喜欢有人做了一个这样的一个徽章。
It starts with just the first letter of each word.
这个它这个徽章只是一个简写，这个从每一个字的第一个字母开始的。
So when you look at the words, and the letters, it doesn't make sense.
如果你单单只从这个字母上的来读的话，好像没
有意义。But the point is,
但事实是
you let people ask you what does the button mean.
但是如果你带这样的徽章的话，人家就会来问你，到底你这个带的徽章是什么意思
？By the way, the button doesn't tell you who to vote for.
当然，这个你带的徽章并不是说你要为哪个候选人来投票那个意思。
It says these words.
这个徽章表示的意思是这个。
Please be patient with me.
就是请你对我有耐心。
For God is not done with me yet.
因为神在我身上做的工作还没有完成。
Next time when your spouse say, "Hey, how can you be that terrible?"
下次如果你家的如果你的另一半对你说，哎，你怎么这么坏的话，你就要对他。
Or just their facial expressions, kind of wondering, "How can you be a God's workmanship?"
那样，然后你也许你的 spouse 就是从那表情就说你怎么能够你这样子怎么能够是成为神的工作？
You should tell them what?
那么你就要告诉他
，Please be patient with me.
但是请你对我有一点耐心。
For God is not done with me yet.
因为神在我身上做的工作还没有做完。
Got it? Thank God. That's why we can live reverently.
所以，如果因为我们也对神有这样的一个期盼，所以我们
才能够敬敬。
而不是因为只出于恐惧。
Well, God is out to punish me, so I have to obey.
哦，这绝对不是应该因着我要不这样做神
来。Or not that I'm saved by grace.
尽管我是因着恩典得救。
My sin doesn't bother God.
或者说是我因着恩典得救，我所有的罪都不会有任何问题了。
God is working inside me.
要知道，神在我们生命当中仍然在做工。
Isn't that exciting?
这是一个非常奇妙的事。
It is. So every time you see improvement in your attitude.
当如果我们每次我们看见有一个不好的一个态度的话
，You don't go around say, "See, I'm improving."
你并不是去这个去跟人说哦，我仍然还在这个我就是这样。
It's by the grace of God.
而是你要想到是因着神的恩典。
God is working inside me.
因为神是因着神的恩典，神在我身上。
On the contrary,
而且相反的话
，When you see people do not measure up,
如果你看有人并他的行为并没有那样好。
To God to you,
而且那你就要这样想。
Then you reverse those words.
那么就是把你刚才那个想法要。
Please be patient with him or her.
就是你自己要想到我要对他有一点耐心。
Because God is not through with him or her yet.
因为神在他身上做工还仍然没有
完成。You see that?
所以我们如果这样想的话，我们如果这样想
，you become infectious.
那我们就会受到被这样的想法来感动。
You live reverently for God.
我们就会敬虔的。
People see your example.
别人就看见我们这样的榜
样。They know it must be God's work.
所以他们就知道这一定是出于神的做工。
They want to follow your example.
所以他们就，我们就成为一个人的榜样。
And because of that, you can draw closer to God in love.
如果我们这样子，我们真的就互相之间，我们就因着神的爱，我们就能够互相与神就更亲近。
Because you see, God's the price that He paid for your salvation.
因为我们实际上是看见神的救恩，他所付的一个重的代价。
That He's your Father.
所以他是我们在天上的父。
That He's your righteous judge.
而且他是那一位公义的审判官。
Secondly, if we want to know God intimately and to reflect His holy character.
在下面，如果我们需要这个因神的救恩生的盼望，使我们真的认识神，活出他的性情的话
，we need to live believingly.
我们就需要凭信而活。
Now let me ask you, how do you get to trust a person?
我要问大家，我们怎么样是信靠信任任何一个人
？Can I suggest a way?
那应该一般是这样的。
That a person's credibility oftentimes is measured on how he or she fulfills his promises, right?
这一个人的信誉，他是跟着他怎样来完成他的许诺而衡量的。
How do you gain or grow in your trust in God?
我们怎么样才能够来更进一步来信靠神呢
？Peter here points out two things.
彼得在这个彼得前书第一章的里面告诉我们两件事情，就是
first that our salvation was planned in eternity.
就是我们的救恩是在永世里面就已经预定了。
And then our salvation was demonstrated by Christ's resurrection.
而且我们的救恩是因着主耶稣死里复活而向我们显明的。
In other words,
换句话说
if you look at verse 20,
我们看见第二十节那里说
God did not plan salvation after men sinned.
就是神并不是因着人犯罪而才来计划这个救恩的。
Before he created this world,
在神创造世界之前
Before man fell into sin,
在人犯罪之前
God has already planned to have Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
神就已经预定主耶稣成为我们的救主了。
Did that take place?
而且这是什么时候发生的呢
That took place in history 2000 years ago.
而是这个发生的时候就是在2000年以前主耶稣上十字架的时候。
Second thing he pointed out,
而且彼得又讲
Was Jesus Christ was raised from the dead?
而且主耶稣是从死里复活的。
What's the significance of that?
这个主耶稣的复活的意义是什么
？It shows that Jesus Christ is the only one in all his human history.
就是表明在人类历史上，主耶稣是那唯一的一位。
Who died and eternally lived forever?
他死了。并且又活了，而且复活了，而且是活在永世。
It shows that the sacrifice offered for our sin.
他告诉我们，主耶稣的死是他为着我们的罪而付的代价。
Has fully satisfied God's righteous standard.
主耶稣所做的这个牺牲是完全的满足了神的。
That's the evidence.
而且这就是这一个证据。
And so therefore,
所以有了这个证据
，if Peter have already, if God has already fulfilled.These promises and plans.
所以就神已经都完成了他的救恩的计划。
Can you not trust him?
所以我们就要来信靠神。
By the way, how much do you trust God?
所以我们要来问自己，我们到底是信靠神有多少
？Let me make it more practical.
我们来在实际上来讲，我们
In terms of your trusting God,
当我们讲到来信靠神的时候
，and your holy living.
或者也讲到我们的敬虔度日的时候
Do we struggle? Do you struggle after coming to Christ with sin and temptation?
我们是不是常常也要来到神的面前的时候有一种挣扎，就是有罪和这个罪和诱惑的挣扎
And if you are honest with yourself,
如果我们对我们自己是诚实的
It's not so much our committing an act of sin.
我们就会晓得，我们这种挣扎并不单单只是当我们犯罪的时候
，but inside of us，
而更多的是在我们里面
，we struggle with the desire to do sin。
就是当我们里面有罪的意念的时候，我们就开始里面有这种挣扎。
It's not just only the act of sin that bothers us。
所以就不单单是我们犯的罪来使我们觉得我们罪有罪。
But still inside us we're still tempted to want to sin。
更多的是我们心里面我们有一种犯罪的欲望。
That's why if you look at Paul's teaching,
所以我们看见保罗的教导是
In Romans 7, as Romans 7,
在罗马书七章那里说
，He struggles.
就保罗也有这样的挣扎。
And one of the sins that he used with the sin of covetousness.
这里保罗所特别指出了一个罪，就是那贪婪的罪。
Why did he use or mention the sin of covetousness?
为什么保罗在这里提到这个贪心的罪呢？
Because if you use the Ten Commandments, the other things that you commit, usually you can see on the outside.
因为当我们从这个十诫里面这个一条一条诫命来看的话，我们只看见了外面。
But the sin of covetousness is something that's inside.
但是在十诫里面最后这一条贪心的罪是指的人心里面的罪。
Perhaps you're aware of that.
也许我们每个人都意识到。
Perhaps you're not.
也许有的人我们还没有意识到。
But God sees it clearly inside our hearts.
但是在神看我们每个人的内心是完全清
楚的。And so oftentimes, how do we respond?
所以常常是决定于我们怎么样来。
Especially with regards to the teaching that we have been crucified with Christ.
特别是来提到我们已经与神与基督同钉十字架这个教导。
When we struggle with from within the with temptation and sin.
当我们里面有这个有罪的欲望的时候。
Then we tell ourselves the crucified with Christ is a positional truth.
我们是不是那个时候就在告诉我们自己，哦，与基督同钉十字架，这只是一个地位上的真理呢
？The reason why it's classified as a positional truth，
为什么我们把有些真理把它称为是一个地位上的真理
？From God's perspective，
因为从神的眼里来看
，From the perspective of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection， that is true。
神是看见主耶稣的死而复活。
If not, how can I have eternal life if I did not die with Christ?
而且确实是透过耶稣基督的死而复活，我们
是有了一个永生
的生命。
Have you seen anybody who has not died and be able to be resurrected?
我们有没有看见有的人
？Impossible.
有些人死了还没有是复活。
So you say that's a positional truth.
我因为我没有看见，所以我们就认为死而复活这个事情只是一个地位上的真理。
It's not an experiential truth.
是因为我们还没有经历它，所以我们说这个还不是一个经验上的真理。
In other words, it's not something that I'm consciously aware of in the process of living.
所以这一个真理就是说我们还不能够实实在在的去经验它。
Because in your mind you say, if I continue to struggle with this sin and temptation, how can I say I'm dead to sin?
所以对我们脑子里面我们自己就告诉自己，因为我们不断的有这种罪的意念，所以我们就说我们肯定还我们就怎么能我们还没有经历这个与基督在十字架上的同死。
Do you find that this is a controversy that you constantly struggle with?
我想我们每个人都有这样的一个经历，都是在这个经历里面。
So in other words, if you want to classify two things, which the truth of the Bible is a positional or experiential, then you have a real problem.
所以我们把圣经的真理我们都把它只看为要么是经验上的真理要么是这个地位上的真理
Let me just add one more category
如果这样的话我们就有一个难处所以愿意给大家增加下面有另外一类真理
Let's call it actual truth
这个就叫事实上的真理
And let me use an illustration to help you understand this concept
我去给大家举一个例子希望大家能够帮助大家来明白
Supposing you were born with a beautiful voice
假设你出生的时候你就有一个非常美妙的音色
And your parents because they didn't want you to become proud
但是你的父母不愿意你自己因为这个而成为太过于骄傲
So when you start singing you attract attention to yourself
OK 而使得你自己因着你开始唱歌的时候你就自己把你自己就自我就提高了
So when you were really small
所以当你是小孩子的时候
your parents kept telling you
你的父母一直就在告诉你
You don't have a good voice.
说你的嗓子糟透了。
Don't sing.
所以你千万不要唱歌。
And so you believe that.
所以你从小你就一直相信这一点。
And all those long years of silence.
所以你就很长的一直你就是都不去唱歌。
You will just not sing. You will not participate in any singing.
所以在一旦要唱歌的时候，你都不会参与。
But let's just say, one day you were in a worship service at ECCC.
但假设有一天你真是在东区教会这里面，我们大家在敬拜的时候
，the group of people who were leading.
这里我这个这里我们在开始在领事的时候
，they did a wonderful job.
这领事我们这个唱诗唱得非常好。
And the Holy Spirit was really working among us.
因为圣灵在我们当中感动。
And so you got carried away.
所以你也受感。
You open your mouth.
所以你就张口。
And start singing.
你就开始唱。
And when you start singing,
当你开始唱的时候
people beside you start noticing you.
在你周围的人就发现啊，这个人唱的真是好。
And your voice is so beautiful, so elegant.
你有这样美妙的一个声音。
The bar, one by one, they stop singing.
所以在你周围的人，他们都停止了他们的唱。
They start listening to you.
他们开始来倾听你的歌声。
And after you are done singing,
当你唱完的时候
，They said you have a wonderful voice.
他们就来跟你说，哎，你的声音真是好听。
And then you feel embarrassed.
哦，你就会觉得非常的。
Because
因为在你自己脑子里面。
You had a lousy voice.
因为你已经被你的父母告知。
So I'm so sorry about you.
你的声音是很糟的，所以你就会自然的反应，就说啊，对不起，实在是我打扰了你们。
I'm so embarrassed that I annoyed you with my voice.
实在是对不起，我的这么糟糕的声音实在是打扰了你们。
But
they
said no.
他们会说哦不不不是这样。
You have a very special voice.
哎，你的声音真的是特别。
We love to hear you sing.
我们非常愿意听见你的歌声，请你多多的唱。
Let me ask you.
那么我愿意问你
，What has just taken place here?
这里刚刚发生的到底是个什么样的事情
？Is it a positional truth?
这里是一个地位上的真理呢
？Whereas when you sing, you are just lip syncing, just like that girl in the Beijing Olympics opening ceremony.
就是说你还是只是像这个在奥运会开幕式上那个小女孩，只是在那里模仿唱一样。
If that's the case, it's a positional truth because you don't really have a beautiful voice.
如果你是那样子的话，那你只是在一个地位上的真理，因为你只是那只是一个地位上的真理，因为你没有那样的一个歌声。
Before she sang, it was not experience.
而且，所以你在唱之前，你在有这个歌声之前，你的这个美妙的歌声，你自己从来没有经历过。
She didn't know that she had a beautiful voice.
所以因为你没有经历过，所以你就不晓得你自己有。
But when she used it,
但是当你使用这个歌声的时候
，which she actually had,
而且那个歌声是你美妙的歌声是你早就有的
，then she experienced it.
然后你才有这个经历。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，this is such an important truth.
这里圣经的真理，这是一个很重要的真理。
Many times,
常常
Satan deceives us,
就是魔鬼撒旦要来欺骗我们
into thinking,
在我们的思想里面欺骗我们
that being crucified with Christ is just a truth you cannot experience.
告诉我们与基督同钉十字架只是一个真理，是我们不能够经历的真理。
I know some of you have experienced that, and you have the joy of walking with the Lord in holiness.
我们知道，当我们经历这个真理的时候，我们就有这样的与神同行的喜乐。
Because as you believe that this is true.
因为你信这一个真理
，and God's grace work in your heart，
因为神的恩典是在我们
，and you experience it，
所以我们有这样的经验
，you do not want to go back to the old life that you have，
所以我们就不会愿意再去过以前的那个旧的生活
，you see what I mean？
因为我们经历了
，you have been crucified with Christ，
而且这个是事实，就是我们已经
，His Spirit lives in you。
而且这个神的灵住在我们身上。
The question is, do you believe it?
那事实就是我们是不是信
？You can only experience it if you exercise it.
我们只能够经历它，就是当我们操练的时候。
If you don't exercise it,
如果我们不操练
，you won't experience it.
我们就不可能来经历。
And the more you exercise it,
我们更多的操练
，the more you experience it,
我们才有可能更多的经历。
The more power you experience,
我们更多的经历，我们才能够有对神有更多的信靠。
That's why Peter says you have to live believingly.
所以彼得这样说，我们要凭着信心而
活。On top of having a deep respect for God，
所以我们才能够对神有一个更深的敬重。
As Father and righteous Judge，
使我们才承认他是我们的父，而且他也是那个公义的审判官。
God is trustworthy，
所以我们才能看见神是配得我们对他的信靠。
What He has done in the past，
所以我们才在过去。
For you and me，
所以我们你和我。
To save you，
他。救了你和我
demonstrated through the resurrection power
而且他
he has shown that he loves you that his salvation has been fulfilled through the resurrection of Christ
神借着主耶稣基督的在我们的给我们的救恩把他的爱向我们显明出来
can be truly experienced
而且这一个爱这一个救恩是我们可以真真实实经历的
what's keeping you from experiencing Christ's resurrection Resurrection power in your life.
那我们生命当中，我们生活当中，到底是什么拦阻我们来经历主耶稣这种复活的大能呢
？Is it your lack of experience of your new life in Christ?
是我们缺乏这个经历神的这种新在我们身上的这种新生命吗
？But let's take a step backward.
让我们来退一步来看。
It's a need to believe in the truth that you have been crucified.
就是我们需要来信靠这一个真理，就是我们已经与基督同钉十字架，我们需要信这一点。
When sin comes，
所以当我们在里面再有那种罪的念头的时候，
you say I am dead in Christ，
如果我们做这样的一个宣告，说我已经与基督同死
，and I'm alive in Christ，
而且我是因着基督的复活，我是与基督同活
，to experience love，
而且我经历了主对我的爱
，joy， peace，
的喜乐，这样的
patience，
这样的温柔忍耐
，kindness， goodness，
这下所有的这圣灵的九种果子
，and all the fruit of the spirit，
所有圣灵的这九种果子
，is that what you experience？
如果我们真的经历这样的时候。
If not, can I ask you to make a commitment?
所以我们下面就要对神有这样的一个定义，立志。
I want to trust God to empower me to become more like Christ in terms of my thinking pattern.
就是我要相信神必能够赐我力量，使我像基督一样的思想。
In terms of my emotional health.
来像基督一样的来感觉。
To be like Him, to love God.
能够像主耶稣一样，能够来爱神。
And to love others.
也爱人。
Thirdly, if we want to know God more intimately and to reflect His holy character,
如果我们真的愿意认识真实的认识神，能够活出神的敬虔的性情来的话
，we need to live lovingly.
我们就需要在爱中生活。
And it's interesting, He didn't just say, "You just love people like Christ does."
很有意思的，彼得这里并不是说你要像基督爱人那样的，你来爱人家。
In verse 22, He has to mention something that is very important.
二十二节那里他彼得那里说
Again, a very important fact.
这里讲了一个非常重要的一个事实
And if you understand this and you exercise faith in this,
如果我们明白这一点了并且来操练这一点的话
you'll be a changed person.
那么我们就会因着神的话来蒙改变
He says, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth.
他说现在你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心
Okay, earlier he's talked about how we've been purified. How have we been purified earlier?
前面两节主耶稣彼得已经讲了我们是怎样来洁净了自己
By the precious blood of Jesus Christ, right?
我们得洁净是因为主耶稣的宝血
Now that you become a Christian,
现在我们成为基督徒
How do you be continually purified?
我们已经蒙主耶稣的宝血得救了现在我们怎么样来继续的在他的宝血里面蒙
By obeying the truth.
而我们这个继续的保持这种洁净就是要顺从真理
Like that Jesus in John 17 prayed for you and me.
就像主耶稣在约翰福音十一章那里所说的
Purify them by the truth, for your word is truth.
因为你的话就是真理。
As you continue to obey God,
如果我们一直在继续的顺服神的话
the more you remove the impurities in our lives,
那么我们就在不断的来保持这种洁净。
That's what Peter is saying.
所以彼得这里说你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心。
Honestly speaking,
所以我们要对自己有一个实实在在的。
Is it easy to be purified?
保持这种洁净是不是容易的事呢
？Is it just by praying, God, please forgive me, and that's it?
我们是不是只单单的做一个祷告说，主啊，求你赦免我，我们这样子就蒙洁净了呢
？It requires changing from within.
真实的洁净需要我们里面有一个改变。
Let me explain this concept by.Taking a story from the C.S. Lewis Chronicles of Narnia.
我们讲一个故事 C.S. Lewis 在他的这个在他写那个书里面举了这个例子。
In one story, there was a boy named Eustace.
在这里有一个小孩子名字叫 Eustace.
Because he has become hard-headed, stubborn, and unbelieving.
因为这个小孩子是一个很顽固的也不信的一个小孩子。
He has become a dragon.
所以他就变成了一个龙。
So he went to see Aslan, who is the representation of Jesus Christ.
他就去到了去去看这个 Aslan 这个人。这个人实际上是主耶稣的一个预主耶稣的一个预表。
And King Aslan brought him to a well.
所以这个 Aslan 就把这个小孩子把这个龙就带到了一个井面前。
To help him take a bath.
而且跟他说你要在这个里面去来洗一洗。
And because he needs to take a bath, we need to remove our clothing, right?
So, 因为你要洗澡的话，你要把你外面穿的衣服脱下来。
And so he started to remove his scales.
所以就把这个龙就把它的外面的这个皮就揭下。
First, he removed one layer.
所以他先揭开了一层。
He thought that was done.
哎，这个他认为 OK， 我已经揭完了。
He tried to enter the well.
他试着要进这个井里。
The pool, I should say.
这个池子里面。
And then he saw that there were still more layers.
但是他看见，哎，不对，他还有身上还穿的更
多的。And so he gave up after trying to remove three layers.
所以他就去再去除去另外一层，然后另外一层，一共除去了三层。
Then Aslan offered to help.
然后他那个他再往下去继续去除去的话，他不能够了，所以他就这个 Aslan 就来。
He says, "I need to help you."
跟他说，你需要来帮助。
But then when he extends his arms.
但是当这个王来帮助他的时候，他把他手伸出来帮他的时候
，Utes was taken aback.
这 Utes 他就往后退，他就说
，Because the lion has claws.
因为这个王，这个是个狮子，这个狮子有一个
爪子。And he was so fearful that he would be hurt by his claws.
因为他很害怕这个狮子的爪子，觉得这个狮子的爪子会伤害到他。
But then he was so desperate by this time to want to be cleansed.
但是他实在是很绝望，他必须要把身上的这些皮这个都要脱去，他才能够得洁净。
So,
所以
he just laid.On his back,
所以他就躺下来，就来让这个狮子来做
这个工作。Aslan to remove the scales, layers of scales from him.
这就让这个狮子把他身上的这个皮来除去。
And the first attempt when he was doing that,
当狮子一开始要做的时候
，Utes was sure that his claws was so hurtful, just touching it as if it's performing.A surgery, removing, that it would cut into his heart.
有这次他的感觉就好像这个狮子这个手直接就要抓到他，就要伤到他，直接抓到他的内心一样。
But then, as all the scales were removed,
但是当所有他外面的这些皮都除去了之后
，painful as they were,
是非常的痛苦的。
Then he went to the pool.
但是当这些都除去之后。这个 Utes 到这个池子里面
，and started to bathe，
他开始洗的时候
，and to enjoy it，
他就开始来享受。
Then he noticed that his skin revert back to being a boy again。
他就看见他自己的皮肤就改变，就像一个小孩子的皮肤。
He was no longer a dragon。
而且他就不再是一个龙了。
But do you see the point is？
我们看见这里的。
But oftentimes we like to be like Utes。
我们常常跟那个 Utes 这个小孩一样。
Clean and pure before God。
我们向神呼求，我们要来得洁净。
But let me ask you。
但是我要问大家。
Do we desire or are willing to submit to the painful process of being purified？
我们是不是愿意？来顺服神要在我们身上做洁净的这一个痛苦的过程。
Honestly speaking for myself, I do not like to go through that pain.
实实在在的说，我就我自己来说，我不愿意经历这样的一个
痛苦。So what does God have to do to change me?
那么，那神怎样才能改变我呢
？Oftentimes He has to remind me that when my pain of not changing,
当神就要常常的来提醒我，就是说我的这个。没有我不改变的这个痛苦
is greater than the pain of changing
要比我经历改变这个痛苦要来的大
then I will receive or be receptive to change
除非我们这样看见的时候我们才愿意经历神在我们身上做这个痛苦的改变的工作
is that true of you
这个对我们每个人是不是也是这样
do you thank God does oftentimes God uses people's circumstances To cause or inflict pain upon us.
我们是不是看见神在使用我们每个人所经历的这些痛苦的经历，作为他神这个痛苦的经历
？Oftentimes we reject this pain.
常常我们有这种痛苦的时候，我们都来拒绝。
But yet these are the pain that causes us to want to go to God and ask God, please, God, take this pain away from me.
但实际当时我们在这种痛苦的里面，我们才会到神的面前来求神把。在我们身上做除去的工作。
But then, oftentimes God will tell us in the quiet of His voice.
当我们到神面前这样来向神求的时候，神就会在我们与他的安静当中，他用这种安静的声音告诉我们。
You know that because you are not changing or becoming more Christ-like.
神就说，我们是不是晓得我们要经历这种痛苦来改变，使我们能更像主
？You are causing pain in my heart.
我们到神面前说是神这种改变在我们身上造
成。You are causing pain in other people's lives.
神要告诉我们，我们在神的身上造成痛苦，我们也在周围的人身上造成痛苦。
When are you going to be caring enough of me?
除非我们对神，我们只当我们更加的来关注神的时候。
When do you care enough about people that you hurt?
当我们更关注我们对别人造成的伤害的时候。
Because when you really care about them and about me,
如果我们真的来关注 我们对别人造成伤害和对神造成伤害的时候
change,
而且我们真的来愿意改变的时候
then you truly love me, you truly love them.
我们才真的是来真的是有一种爱对神有这种爱和对人有这种爱
Isn't that the best gift that we often time ask of our spouse?
我想这就是我们能够所给我们配偶的一个最好的礼物
Of our parents?
或者对我们的父母的最好的礼物
If they could just change and not hurt us again.
如果他们能够改变而不再伤害我们的时候
That's the best gift.
这是我们从我们
That shows that they love us and care about us.
这是我们能够感受到他对我们的爱
In verse 23,
所以第二三节
He says that we have been born again.
因为我们是蒙了重生
Of the enduring word of God.
而且不是由于能坏的种子
You see, the reason why we are cleansed is by obeying the word.
因为我们得洁净是因为我们顺服神
And the reason why we can submit to God the authority of God's word
这是我们能够顺服神的权柄
It's because we are born of the word
是因为我们是因着神的话而生的
We have been programmed by God
我们是从神生的
To obey his will
所以我们就能够来顺服神的旨意
And so therefore we can be free to love people
所以我们就能够有这个自由，就是爱人的自由。
And love is oftentimes so. If we have the new birth,
如果我们有蒙了重生
，Are we loving people more?
那我们是不是就爱人更多呢
？Are we more aware of their needs?
我们是不是就更多的意识到别人的需要
？The pastor took a survey and found out that 80% of the people, both men and women,
有人做过这样的调查，就是差不多有80%
that they feel loved when people.Listen to them.
这有80%的人，他们觉得他们觉得被爱，是因为当他们知道别的人倾听他们的时候。
Are you listening to your loved ones?
我们是不是是一个倾听的人，对于我们所爱的人呢
？Can you just when you want to listen to people, can you just tell your spouse, sit down, talk to me, I have 5 minutes, and then download everything you want to tell me.
我们听别人讲话的时候，是不是对我们的配偶是说，哎，你坐下来，我给你5分钟，你现在就跟我讲吧。
Does that work?
是不是这样子的呢
？Sometimes you have to go and take a walk.
不是的，有的时候我们要和我们的配偶出去，也许要走有一个散步。
Especially on a nice day like today.
也许像这个美好的天气，像今天这样的一个天气。
Or sometimes go out and eat.
也许是这个我在一起吃饭的时候。
Enjoying something.
或者是说大家一起
taking time to be with your children one to one
或者是我们跟带我们的孩子是有一对一的带我们的孩子出去
I still remember when my son was still young
但我记得当我儿子小的时候
the best way to get him to talk
当我们最好的机会让使他能够说话就是
was to take him out to dinner one to one
就是只带他一个人出去吃饭
and he'd tell me a lot of things about what is on his mind
在那个机会他会告诉我很多很多在他脑子里所想的这些事
情 But let me close with this testimony.
那么最后我要以这个事情来这一个见证来
Dr. John Barger shared this testimony and his message with a group of men in 1987.
John Barger 博士他曾经跟一群这个人有这样的一个分享他这样说
And this is the theme of what he shared.
他的分享的这个题目就是
Learning to love his wife.
就是要学习来爱他的妻子。
He learned or got a grip on how to better love God.
就是
Okay, let me put it on. He learned how to love God more.
他就是他先学了怎样来更爱神更多。
By first learning how to love his wife.
就是透过他先就是他怎样来他先更多的来爱他的妻子。
He was a very domineering husband.
他是一个非常这个有控制欲的人。
Because early on he looked women in general as being inferior.
因为他在他小的时候，他就认为女人都是低人一等的。
So he would dominate his wife, dominate his children.
所以他对他的太太和他的孩子都是有很强的控制。
To the point that they were the entire family was resentful towards him.
结果就使得他的整个的家里的家人对他都是非常的怨恨。
But the reason why they are unwilling to challenge him was the fear of his fury.
就是他们的家人不愿意来对他指出他的错的话就是因为他们害怕他的那种害怕他的怒气
And there was one year his wife really wanted to leave him
结果到了最后有一天就是他的太太实在是愿意要跟他离婚
But the reason for her staying was because of the children
他太太选择不离婚只是因为他们有的那些孩子还小
But then later on, even that was not a very strong bond for her to stay.
就是那个孩子也最后也不成为一个很重要的理由了。
But then God used a few dramatic events in Dr. Barker's life.
这个时候神就用了一系列的事情在这个Dr. Barker 在他的生活当中给他有一些的事情发生。
Which caused a profound change in his life.
所有这些事情就使得这个人的生命有一个根本的改变。
In terms of his moral, his psychological, and spiritual life.
这种改变是在他的道德上的改变，在他的心理上的改变，
和他的
心理上的改变。
The first of these dramatic events
第一个是发生的这一系列事情当中。
Is when he watched his wife endure a difficult delivery.
就是看见他太太在生孩子生产的当中的经历的这一系列痛苦。
His wife Susan during delivery tore her placenta tore loose.
在他孩子生产的时候，首先发生的这一个事情就是这个胎盘破裂。
And she started hemorrhaging.
结果就导致了一个大出血。
The boy was stillborn.
这个小孩子是生下来了。
And when he held that stillborn baby boy in his arms.
当他把这个生下来的这个小男孩在他的手上捧在他手上的时候
he then realized something.
他就突然意识到
that he had the power to make his family lives miserable by raging or being angry towards this tragedy.
他有这个能力就是使他的家人更痛苦就是如果他因着这一个灾难的话使得他可以他发怒发火的话使得会使他的家人更痛苦
or that he can choose to love them properly
或者他也有这个能力就是他可以选择因着这一个灾难他能够爱他的家人
and he says I don't have time to describe all the many afflictions that he endured in the next 4 years after this
他并没有讲他在过去之后的四年里面他自己思想里所想的这些事情。
Sick children, mother's sudden death,
他孩子的病他的母亲突然的过世。
Losing his job,
他有失业。
Three more miscarriages.
而且也包括他的太太有三次都早产。
And then another secret sorrow that pierced both their hearts deeply.
所有这些难处都使得他们的心里面更加痛苦。
In the midst of all this affliction, he found something.
在所有的这些难处里面，他发现了一件事情。
And he learned to love.
就是他学会了来爱。
And to cease to be the cause of pain.
并且来停止是他自己作为一个人家痛苦的一个源头。
And to deal with the sins in his life.
而他自己开始对付他自己里面的罪。
Whether it be his anger.
无论这个罪是他的
his resentment,
或者是他的苦毒
his lust,
或者是他的情欲
his pride,
或者他的骄傲
and many other vices,
或者所有其他的一些的恶
he began to hold his tongue,
他就开始来约束他自己的嘴
he started admitting his faults,
而且他也承认当他犯错的时候他
开始认错 and apologizing for them,
而且他开始认错并且向对方道歉
and he started listening to his wife,
更多的是他开始倾听他太太的声音
it's only when he started to listen to her,
只有当他开始听他太太说的时候
But he was able to draw her out.
他才开始使得他和他太太的关系能够更
接近 And he says, I was so startled.
他说我实在是很这个很
startled, 惊讶
很惊讶
that his wife has been carrying so much sorrow and pain in her life.
他说在我才发现我太太在过去这些年里面我太太实在是她背负了很重很重的这个包袱
and because of his change
所有这些都是因着她所造成的因为因着她的改变
their relationship improved
所以她和太太的关系就有了一个巨大的一个
that they reached to a new plane a new height
她和她太太的关系就达到了一个新的一个高峰
and their love for each other
就是他们能够更多的爱互相的关爱
and then he thought this will last for a long long time
就在他认为他和太太的这样的一个互相的关爱这会持续到永远的时候
but then tragedy struck again
这时候有一个新的一个事情又发生
because Susan was diagnosed with terminal cancer
就是他的太太发现有了这个癌症
an 8-month battle ensued then cancer won out
接下去八个月的时候他太太和癌症做斗争最后他太太过世
Listen carefully to what Dr. Barker has to say about what he learned from all of this
巴格博士最后他说他经过这一切他所学到的就是
He says consider he was talking to men consider virtues I've recommended as necessary to a deep relationship with your wife
你要想到，如果你要愿意和你的太太有一个更深的关系的话
，patience, listening, humility，
你就需要有忍耐，能够倾听，并且你要谦卑
，service and faithful tender love，
并且要服侍他，并且要温柔的爱。
I hope it is not heretical for me to claim that in his dealing, God's dealing with us, God acts in many ways like a woman.
他说，我相信这个并不是一个错误的，就是当神来在我身上做工的时候，我常常觉得神在我身上的做法就像一个妇人所做的。
Women are capable and sometimes commit magnificent acts that manifest incredible power and awaken in us men profound awe.
就是女人是有很能是有很大的能力能够在能够做是人女人是可以常常是可以做这个非常很伟大的一个事情，这样的事情而且是表现的是表现出来是一种能力，并且太长
awaken us men to profound awe.
使男人唤醒，而且在这种唤醒当中觉得惊讶。
Yet when they love,
在这个里面，这个女人仍然是用着一种爱来唤醒我们。
They love quietly.
而且他们这种爱是那种沉默的爱。
They speak as it were in whispers.
他们向我们讲的时候，并且是用这种微小的声音来讲。
We have to listen carefully.
所以我们必须要我们只有仔细的听才能听见。
To hear the words of love and know them.
我们才能够听见这种爱的言语，才真的能够认识他们。
Isn't that also how God loves us?
这是不是正是神也是这样来爱我们呢？
Doesn't He intervene in most of our lives in whispers?
神介入我们的生命，常常是通过他微小的声音。
Which we miss if we fail to pay careful attention.
当我们不用心来听的时候，我们常常会听不见。
If we do not constantly strive to hear those whispers of divine love,
如果我们不常常的努力来听神这样微小的声音的话，
then we cannot hear it.
我们就不可能听见神对我们讲的任何话。
It says, as we cannot lord it over women,
就像我们不能够
if lord it over women,
我们不能够受到女人的吸引。
If we are to know them and to grow intimate with them,
就是我们，除非我们是认识他们，并且在亲密当中与他们一同成长。
So we cannot lord it over God if we are to know Him and grow intimate with Him.
同样，我们也不能够与神来亲近，除非我们与神有一个亲密。
We cannot successfully demand the love of a woman.
我们不能够成功的来要求一个女人来爱我们
or the love of God.
或者也不能够要求神这样来爱我们。
We have to wait.
除非我们等待。
And just as a woman's heart is melted when she encounters in us weakness,
就像我们等待这个女人的心因着她认识我们的软弱我们的弱点而融化的时候
accompanied by our humble admission of it.
我们的软弱是伴随着我们 的谦卑。
So God's heart is melted when He is most tender and gracious to us, when He encounters in us weakness accompanied by a humble admission of it.
就是神的心也是这样的融化，就是当他就是
When God sees that we are humble and admit our weakness,
当神看见我们谦卑并且承认我们的软弱的时候
He responds with love.
神就用他的爱来回应我们
I wonder, how many of us men can say that we have learned how to love God more by loving our wives?
我想知道我们当中有多少人是承认我们更加认识神对我们的爱，是因着我们先爱我们的爱我们的太太。
I know. Oftentimes we say we should love God first. That's true. That's what the Bible teaches.
我知道圣经告诉我们，而且这也是真理，就是我们首先要爱神，首先是要更多的爱神。
But do you know that God oftentimes will remind us that how can you love the God you cannot see and not love the person that you can see?
但是我们也知道圣经告诉我们、
right? you know that?
圣经告诉我们我们怎么样才能够爱神呢如果我们不先来爱我们怎样才能爱呢看不见的神如果我们不先来爱呢看得见的我们周围的人呢
And here's the beautiful blessing of marriage.
所以在婚姻实际上是神给我们一个最美好的祝福。
When I come to know God intimately and reflect His holiness,
当我们与神亲密并且认识神的圣洁的时候
by His love, I can love my spouse more.
因为神对我们的爱，我们能够更多的爱我们的配偶。
And as I do that,
当我这样子来爱我的配偶的时候
I help my spouse to love God.
我也就帮助了我的配偶来，使他来更多的爱神。
Is that your desire?
这如果这是我们的心愿的话。
Is that your commitment?
如果这是我们的立志的话
before I preach this message,
在我准备今天的讲章之前
I told my wife that I was very unqualified to preach this message.
我跟我太太说我实在是不配来讲今天这篇道
Because I did not measure up
in many ways. 因为所有这些事情我自己都有很多的亏欠
When I told God, God, you use me.
但是我跟神说神啊愿你来用我
And I want to learn from what I preached.
我愿意从我所说的这些话里面，我自己也要从这当中来学。
Because I need to be more like Christ.
因为我实在是愿意要来更多的像基督。
I want to live more reverently.
我也愿意更多的来敬畏神。
I want to trust God more.
我也更多的来信靠神。
And I want to love Him and love others more like just like Him.
我也愿意更多的来爱神爱人，就像主耶稣。
Is that your prayer?
愿这是我们每一个人。
Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。